Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is 11:01 here on the West Coast, and it is a Happy New Year if you're on the southern side of the world, and it is another Happy New Year if you're on the East Coast. I am the Sugarlicious Me, yes, also Samaz and quite a few other names. I'm so upset. It always happens, doesn't it? As soon as I went to go on air, I noticed that I didn't do the hour like I was supposed to. I did 45 minutes. After we both agreed we were going to do an hour, I did 45 minutes. So you're going to hear me for 45 minutes. And then my music wasn't coming on, so that's why you probably got some dead air at first, because my music wasn't coming on. But I'm here, and I'm in a really, really good mood. It is the last day of the year. Within, 58 minutes, it'll be 2016. Can you believe it? This year really went by like super duper, super, 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 super fast. So without further ado, we're going to kind of drag the husband in here to talk to us. I actually gave him the wrong number to call in. You would think that he would have the right number to call in, wouldn't you? I mean, hey, you would think that, but of course, you know. Hopefully we don't have any technical problems, because I just read, in observance to the holidays, our support will be closed on December 31st through January the 3rd. We will open Monday, January the 4th at 10 a.m. EST. Happy holidays. That's what the Blog Talk support said to me. So hopefully nothing happens and we will be good to go. So how is everyone doing? Yes, everyone's doing good. I hope. This is the markings of a lot of people doing their New Year's, New Me bullshit, but we're going to talk about that next week. I'm not going to get involved with that today, even though I would love to. I'm not going to talk about the New Year, New Me bullshit, because, you know who you are. Just sit there and go, who, me, sugar? And I'll be like, yeah, you. But we're not going to talk about that, like I said. We're not going to discuss that. We won't discuss. I'm going to bring the husband on. This is our first show together as a married couple, as an actual real-life married couple. We've been married in second life now. God, it's since 2012. Actually, this day, and happy anniversary to me and mine. Yeah, really happy about that. So we've been married there. So now we're waiting our New Year. Wait a minute, I'm all off track. Please excuse me. We're waiting our 1 year anniversary next year, Christmas. He's on. So let me go ahead and without further ado, let me husband on. So hello, darling.
Hey, baby. You didn't want me in here? Why are you giving me the wrong number and stuff?
You know what? I don't know how I gave you the wrong number. I I was looking, and when you came back in and looked at me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I must have gave him the wrong number. So,
yeah, somebody answered. Somebody answered.
Wow, for real? You should have said Happy New Year and hung up.
And I was like,
I did.
I was like,
oh, you did.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Wow, for real, babe, you hung up on somebody? That's just wrong.
But anyways, I got her turned up because giving me a wrong number and stuff. But it's so good. Happy anniversary to my loved one.
Mine too. To you, darling.
Thank you.
So without further ado, because everybody's been asking me what happened, you know, and while I really appreciate everybody's love and support, you have no clue how much it means to he and I. That we had so many people that support us. It was genuinely happy that we're not husband and wife, even though at the beginning of the year, I think it's next week, he has to go back to New York, and he probably won't be back for 2 more months. So he was being funny, saying, yeah, that's why I married you, because we'll be gone for 2 months, and I can't afford to somebody else to snatch you up. I'm like, yeah, like, where am I going? Like, who really wants me other than you with my bullshit? But so please tell them how you tricked me Christmas Eve. Please, well, not even Christmas Eve, was actually the 23rd. So please, you know, I'll let you do that.
Well, this is what happened. I've actually been planning it for a while. And coming out here, because my mom kept telling me, you know, when you got to marry the girl, when you got to marry her, I was like, it's going to take time, just don't worry about it, you know. I'll call you when the time comes. So anyway, since we're always together, you know, me and her are always together, no matter what. So the only place that I know she won't go with me so my plans can actually come into action is the supermarket. So I went to the supermarket, and I started calling hotels. I was like, hey, I need a hotel for this day. And I got one. And my mom actually called me a few days before I told her. And actually, my mom was arguing with my dad, right, in Italian, whatever. And I told my wife, I was like, my new wife, I told her, hey, babe, you know, I gotta go. You know, I gotta go back to New York all of a sudden. And because she heard my mom yelling and screaming, but they were just playing around. And I was like, babe, this is serious. I got to go. She was like, what? What? I got to go. I was like, yeah, I got to go. And her sister drove me to the I told her, you know, your sister's going to drive me to the airport because I can't have you taking me to the airport, because last time she took me to the airport, she couldn't stop crying. And it breaks my heart. So, but anyways, I told her, and I convinced her. She drove me to the hotel, and then, you know, I had 4 dozen roses delivered to her. I was waiting for a delivery guy. He came in, and right after, I said, hey, you know, you need to call your sister. I need to call Sugar and tell her you forgot the keys or whatever.
Yes.
So she called her. She did her thing, you know. I appreciate her for doing that. And when she opened the door, you could have just seen the look in her face. Like, first, it was kind of like, what? Then it was like, huh? And then it was happy. I got down on one knee and said, baby, we've been together for a while now, and it's time for you to marry me. I got on one knee, got the ring out.
I'm getting teary-eyed.
I did my little thug dizzle, and afterwards she hit me.
I thought you were
knocked me the fuck out.
Talk about that. I thought talk about that. What happened with that? Let me jump in this real quick and let me tell you how my sister did me. This have really played it off, because she knew I was sad. She's like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to stay. I'm like, you don't have to stay with me. She said, no. I'm going to go ahead and stay with you because I know you're upset. And this, that, and I'm like, what the hell's gotten into you? So I had told my dad, my second life father, Terrence, what had happened. And Dad was like, well, BBG, you know, everything will be okay if you need me. You know how my dad is. If you guys don't know my dad, he's absolutely awesome. You know, everything's going to be okay. And all my girls, my daughters, you know, my sissy, Shio, everybody was like, you know, my sister Diva, everybody was like, you know, if you need anything, just let us know. We're there for you. Because I was about to have a pity party for real for 2015. I'm thinking he's leaving Christmas, day before Christmas Eve, and I'm here, you know, so I was boo-hooing already. So my sister came over, and she stayed in the room with me, and I got up and was playing with my Sims. And she came in the next, like, early morning, woke me up early, and then I realized later why she woke me up early, because normally you guys don't get any sleep, but I booed so much I cried myself to sleep. So she brought me some hot chocolate. I'm like, hot chocolate? I'm like, did I get some type of a, you know, diagnosis or somebody to tell me something? Because my sister don't do that. You know, she's not the sweetie kind. You know, she's like, she's basically not. Like, you know, suck it up, bitch. She's like, you know, like Dee Dee. And even Dee Dee was calling me, are you okay? Do you need me to come? I'm like, no, Lala, I don't need you to come over. Are you sure? And I'm like, what is going on here? So I'm like, wow, you know, Dee Dee actually leave me forever and they know and I don't? So the next morning, she said, I'm going to go run to the store real quick, and I'll call you, and I said, I'll run to the store real quick. Do you want anything? I'm like, no, I'm good. So then I'm sitting here, and I think it's on Facebook. And she calls the house phone, so that means I got to get up, because I never answer my house phone, because my house phone just started working. What is it, babe, maybe a week now? Actually, 2 weeks now from working.
Yeah.
So I went and asked her how. She said, oh, I can't, you know, I can't get in. I left your key. I'm like, what do you mean you left my key? You got your own key. Yeah, I know, blah, 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 blah. Not realizing. So I you know, put my my little bunny slippers on and walked downstairs, almost being tripped by Diva, because Diva was, like, you know, up underneath my foot, because I guess she missed him. So, like, I was the next best thing at that point. So I'm trying to walk downstairs, and Diva's, like, you know, up underneath my feet and stuff. And when I get to the door, I open the door, thinking, okay, she's, you know, she's the one that's going to, you know, be there. And there he is, looking just perfectly handsome and scrumptious. And he has all these roses with him, and I'm thinking, okay, because the first thought is, like, what's going on? Why are you here? Instead of me going, oh, baby, here, I'm thinking, why are you here? Well, what, you know, what makes you be here right now at this time? And then he got on one knee, and then he started, you know, saying, you know, we've been together a long time. I really, you know, really want you to be my wife. And I, you know, before I started boohooing, when he stood up, he had the ring on, and he had the ring and was showing me the ring. And I just, like, reached all the way back to, like, Mississippi, where I was born, and just slapped the shit out of him. And I think the reaction was, like, pissed off, because I've basically, you know, went through this bullshit at night, and then happy because there he was. You know, he was here and everything. And I'm like, you know, so after I slept, he went, was that a yes?
It was awesome. I loved it.
So it was like, is that a yes? I'm like, oh, yes. So we're hugging back and forth and everything. And at this time, you know, I of course, immediately, you know, get on Facebook. You know me, you guys. So I get on Facebook and was telling everybody that was in screaming distance. Some I had to leave messages for. And I told my dad, because when I told my dad, I said, Dad, he never left. he never left. And my dad's like, what? Like, well, where the hell? You know, like that dad thing, like, what? What do you mean he never left? Like my dad was like,
what was he
fuck?
Doing there?
You know, yeah, what the hell was he doing? So when I told my dad was like, because my dad just loves this man to death. He's like, That's my boy. That's right. You did it right. Oh, yeah. So we came online. We talked to Dad for a little while. And this was Christmas Eve. So we're getting, you know, at this point, you know, I didn't realize that he already had the hotels and everything ready. Babe, go ahead and tell him about that.
Yeah. Like I said, I did everything at the supermarket parking lot. I had the hotel, Caesar's Palace. My boys, my family, members came. They flew out there, so we had to go pick them up. And it was just freaking awesome. We went out there. It wasn't my first time in Vegas, but every time I go to Vegas, like the first time I ever go. And it was just, everything was just amazing. It was just awesome. Loved it. Especially Caesar's Palace Buffet. That was off the chain.
Caesar's Palace is, I love it. Everybody thinks, oh, it's an old, it is an old hotel. It is an old hotel. Not old as far as look-wise, but it's not one of the major, like one of the new major ones like Mirage, and I even think Mirage is even older now too, right, babe?
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing like that, but it's one that I've always wanted to go in and have, you know, and stay. So he made that part happen where I was able to go in and have stay. Now, the one thing that was crazy, we got on the road, God, what was it, 7 or 8 that we got on? I don't remember who.
It was about close to 8.
So we got on the road, and normally it takes 3 to 3.5 hours to get to Vegas because we had, it was me, myself, because I actually rode with Lava and Didi, and he rode with my brothers.
Oh, boy.
Because once we, right, because his brother actually flew to Vegas. So we're caravanning out there, and it took us 5 hours. Which, like I said, Norris is 3, but it was so back-to-back because I was kind of in shock because I'm thinking, okay, why is everybody going to Vegas Christmas Eve? Because my understanding was, you know, hey, because I thought that Christmas Eve people would be home with their families and not trying to go out and gamble and shit, but it was really, like, back-to-back traffic going to Vegas, and I was really kind of surprised that it was so much traffic.
Yeah, we took turns driving because I was halfway asleep the day before. I couldn't even sleep. So we took turns driving out there.
Yeah, by the time we got out there, I mean, the room, you know, thank God, babe, that you did pay for the rooms the day before, because by the time we got, I was exhausted. Not him and his boys. I swear to God, I've never seen, it was like, you know, Bam Bam Romeo, they were like hyped.
You took over the bar. Fuck that.
They were hyped. Bam Bam, I've never, you know, this is my first time actually meeting him face to face, and he was like hugging me and like, you know, just, you know, I'm happy, and you know, Romeo, oh my God, Romeo's just, he's such a sweetheart, but I caught his ass doing something. Because he swears he doesn't speak English that well. That boy, if he gets pissed, he speaks very good English. He has a very thick accent, but he speaks very good English when you piss him off. I we'll talk about that a little later, but yeah, he speaks very good English when you piss him off. But we really, I mean, I was really like, they were like so embracing. And my friend, who I haven't talked to, God, in years, Didi told her she came out there, Bo Blue, which I made a sim character about that. We'll talk about that later. She was there, too, and I was like, all, you know, all like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But by the time we got the hotel, me and the girls went up to get some sleep. I was just exhausted from the ride and from the excitement. I was exhausted. But tell them about you guys' little bar thing.
We was at the bar. We was just pretty much getting drunk. I didn't care. I just wanted to turn up. And after that bar, Romeo was like, let's go to another bar. Fuck it. Let's see what other drinks they got. Pretty much we're testing new drinks that they make. So we were just bar hopping. Then we ended up at Caesar's Palace Bar. And I didn't get to the room around, what, 7 in the morning?
Because when we were getting dressed to go get breakfast, they were coming in their room like just lit, you know, just out of it, you know. Bam Bam was just like trying to find the bed. This one
was like just slurring and shit. And Romeo, who from I said drank more than anybody, was like straight standing. I guess that's the Italian in him.
It's like liquor don't faze him. It's just like
right.
normal.
He was like just normal, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, what's going on here? And when I asked him later on, he said, yeah, Romeo had more than any of us had. I was like, wow, because my brother, he doesn't drink, and Vin doesn't drink at all. And he has the funny part about he doesn't drink. He has a champagne product that's out. He doesn't even drink. So it's kind of funny
yeah.
because him and Romeo was the only two that was actually, you know, had their heads on straight. So when they went to go lay down and get some sleep, me and the girls had went to go ahead and try to, you know, go get some breakfast and everything because I was just too hyped up. I was too hyped up. And I was going to tell it, which would probably be boring, but I'll tell you guys real quickly. The funny part is the 24th, here I am trying to find a dress. I didn't want to wear anything white. I wanted to wear like a salt pink. So here me, Dee Dee, and Lala's trying to find a dress. Christmas Eve. We're trying to find a freaking dress. Now, one of my daughters works for Forever 21. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm not a Forever 21 type of woman. I'm just not because, yeah, I'm not. But because it was going to be paid for, and plus you have a discount, I had no other choice but to purchase. But I found a very cute little dress at Forever 21, but never again. It's just not my cup of tea, but the trying to find a dress on Christmas Eve was absolutely insanity. And the women, I'm sure, would appreciate this because it was crazy trying to find a freaking dress on Christmas fucking Eve, no less. You know, but I found something real cute and real, like, you know, you know, I found that. And, yeah, I wore that. And you know what's funny?
Amazing. She looked
phenomenal.
Oh, baby,
you just love me. That's the only reason why you said that.
I do.
They would look amazing and phenomenal. That's all it is. That's what your problem is.
But my boys were ready. My boys were ready.
They were. I get. But see, he had all this planned out. My sister already had her dress. Didi had her dress. I was the only, you know, person who didn't have a dress. If somebody would have gave me a hand or something, or a lifeline, it would have been like better for me because I would have netted a little bit more. I had put something on, but yeah, that was it. But the funny part of all this is that he, as much as he was together with everything, he neglected to find a place for us to get married.
Yeah, that's the only thing I forgot to do. Yep.
That was, yeah, and trying to, because we thought that the Clark County Courthouse was a 24-hour service to get the marriage license, and it wasn't. It was actually opened up at 8 o'clock. So here we are. Once they finally got their behinds up, we're going to the courthouse and tell them how that courthouse was.
It was just a wreck. Like, a lot of people were there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a mess, and he got hot. I started to get grumpy. She started to get grumpy, but we did it though. We finally got there.
I was kind of shocked at how many people were actually in line to get a marriage license. I was honestly kind of shocked about that because I was thinking, okay, I knew because what I was warned about. Before we even got here, because of course, you know, I'm the Google queen. So I Googled it and it said that, you know, basically the major times for people to get married is normally Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So I'm thinking, okay, so we're safe. Christmas Eve, we're safe.
We think it's going
to
be
married.
An in-and-out thing.
Right, exactly, because we wanted to get married. We wanted to get married Christmas Eve. We really, that's what we really wanted to do, is get married Christmas Eve. And as we were, you know, thinking, the thing is that I wanted to get married in, like, maybe a place like Caesar's Palace or something like that. I was way off base, because when we decided, you know, we'd start calling places, because it was the three of us, me, Dee Dee, Lala were on different phones trying to call. Everybody was like, book. And the thing is, they had the attitude like, are you really calling us today for this shit? Because it was like, you know, they were like, one lady's like, you might want to try one of those chappers that's on the strip dialing. I mean, that's just how she said it. And I started to go in, and Mom was like, just hang up. Because I was like, damn, is it really this many people getting married? But then I thought, you know, when you have a, it's not like we had a big group of individual people. It's like an actual wedding. So when it's not like that, they don't want to spend. And then plus the fact, shit, I think it was like 3 G's to get married in like a whole 3 G's. Enough. I'm like, no, never yeah. mind. Yeah, because we were gonna actually stay in Caesar's Palace wedding, like the honeymoon suite. And my brother gets a very decent discount because he performs out there. When they told this one that it would be, because he said, when we got there, you know, I want to, you know, upgrade to a honeymoon suite. So they told him, oh, that'll be 3 G's. And he looked at me, and I'm shaking my head like, hell fucking no. We gonna spend that kind of money? Fuck that. I'm already, you know, shuffling out your cash, boy. I know this is your wallet. I ain't missus yet, but hey, I'll be missus within 24 hours. So I'm finna already shuffle out your cash. So my brother goes, I got this. Let me see what discount I can get. So he tells him who he is. He shows him his little, you know, I guess it's a card or whatever. They go, oh, yeah, it'll be $1,500. We were like, fuck it. We'll just stay in the room that you gave us. Would that be in the basement floor, or where do you want us to stay? Because I mean, the room we got was to me, expensive. He's like, babe, it's, you know, it's only like $300. It's not that expensive. I'm thinking $300 a night to me is expensive. But the fact that we went when we went on Christmas Eve, you know, I guess it had a lot to do with it. Plus, you know, the holiday season and everything had a lot to do with it. But we were, like, just majorly trying to find a place to get married before the 25th. The 24th. And it just was not happening. I was majorly upset, you know, because I was thinking, okay, this is just not going to, we're not going to pull this off. We're just not going to pull it off. We're just forget it. And he was like, babe, you know, we're going to get married Christmas Eve. I promised you that. And I'm thinking, no, we're not. There's just, it's not just, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It isn't. Tell them about the, God.
The couple at the chapel? Oh, my God.
No, don't tell them about that. Well, let me first tell them about this. You talk about the couple of the chapel. We finally got someone that would marry us the 24th. It was a chapel. We hadn't seen it. The guy said, well, you know, this is the charge for it. This is, you know, what you get. And I'm thinking, okay, I just want to get married. I don't care about all the little, you know, oh, for this amount you'll get your bouquet, which I hadn't gotten a bouquet. For this amount, you get a ring, which, of course, I had the ring. You know, this amount, you'll get, you know, cake. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is just too much to, you know, to absorb in my tiny little brain right now. So I told him, I said, just give, this is what I need. Because I didn't have, like, they didn't have a bouquet or anything. This is what I need. He's like, okay, so this is what you need. This is how much it is. Okay, so no problem. He said, so we'll pick you up in a limousine at this time. So I'm like, I don't really need a limousine. So, well, the limousine comes with it. I'm like, okay. So we'll pick you both up. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, even though I know this isn't a traditional wedding where I'm wearing white and all that, I still did not want him to see me right before the wedding. I just did not want him to see me in my dress. I just did not want that. So I said, no, you can pick me and my girls up, you know, in the limousine. I wasn't going to let him and Romeo Bam-Bam and my brother say to me, pick that shit. So you can pick us up in the limousine, and then, you know, I told the guys, you guys go ahead and meet us there. So they said, okay. So what I told them, I said, we're going to, you know, can you pick us up in the limousine? And then I told him, I said, kind of come a little after that, because I know maybe people are thinking, wow, that's so stupid, but I still did not want him to see me in that little dress before the wedding. So I was like, you know, just go ahead and pick us up. It and when I tell you that the whole thing is cheesy, it's cheesy. I mean, it is. I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's really cheesy. You know, it's going to Vegas and getting married, and it is what it is. It's no sense of trying to make it, you know, this spectacular thing, because it's not. You know, the only thing I say that was the beauty of it is the fact that we love each other and that we were doing it because we loved each other, not because of anything other than what it was, you know, which was pure love. But the limousine finally got there at 10:45. So think about it. 10:45, the limousine's getting there. This is on Christmas Eve. So we're trying to get married before, let me repeat, before Christmas Day. Now you can tell them about the couple that was there.
We was waiting for our turn to get married. And this couple in front of us, they were just arguing. They were just going back and forth, cussing each other out. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Thinking to myself, why are they getting married? They're not even getting along right now. So at first it was kind of like, all right, you know, let them do whatever they got to do. But after a while, I was getting annoyed. I went up to them and I was like, look, are you going to do this or not? Because I'm next in line, and I promised my wife, my future wife, is going to go ahead and do this before 12. So let's go ahead and get this started. Either you get married or not.
Yeah, you said a little, I'm going to say, you said a little bit meaner than that, because this is what he said. Because we were standing there, and they're arguing back and forth. And mind you, they're arguing back and forth, and it's 11:45. So you know it's going to take more than 15 minutes for them to do it. So I'm, like, panicking at this point, because I want to be married Christmas Eve. I know maybe people say, oh, what difference it made, but to me it made a big difference. Because a lot of significant things has happened in my life Christmas Eve that I, you know, that I cherish, and I just wanted that to be a part of it. So we're standing there, and they go, they're arguing. I don't know what they were arguing back and forth about, and I didn't really give a shit. But they're arguing back and forth until Angel finally went, oh, and that's when he got his back up. He's like, look, I don't care what you guys are arguing about, but if you're not going to get married, you two motherfuckers need to step out, because I want to get married. I told my future wife, we're getting married before the 25th. So either you two motherfuckers, this is what, either you two motherfuckers get married or you two motherfuckers move. They looked at him like, you know, and I was thinking, okay, really? Because the guy was like trying to like step. I'm like, really, sir? If you value your ass, you got this one Spanish boy, this one Italian, this one mixed Italian-Spanish, this one, and these two Native American black boys, you don't want to mess with them. Your best bet is to just move along. Angel's like, look, you told the pastor, you know, look. Because the thing is that it's supposed to be more than one pastor there, but I guess because of the date, I think it was like three there, but they were already doing other little weddings within the little place. So ours was, like I said, cheesy, basically stand up, blah, blah, blah. I tell you what it is. It's like you would be in Second Life, basically, if you just go to a venue and there's that pastor that's there that's not really a pastor. Dude. You pay $1,000 and, you know, you pay one kid and he's basically, right, well, no, it's not 100 L's, baby. It's like, no, it's like 1,000 now. I think when we got married 3 years ago, it was like 300 L's, but now it's like about 1,000. But it puts you, if you can visualize that, that's basically what it is. You know, it's cheesy as hell, but I mean, hey. But I was thinking, oh, shit. So, you know, basically he said, look, we've already paid you. If they want to argue and be pushed aside and wait there, you know, wait till, you know, Christmas Day, fuck it, fine. But we getting married now, yo. Like, oh, shit. So he basically, Angel pulls me by my hand and, like, let's get started. Let's do this.
Let's do the damn
thing. I mean, right, he was getting, like, really, like, ghetto-fied. He was getting thug-licious. too.
I was ready,
like, you know,
too. I wasn't going to have nobody to fuck out my mojo.
Right.
Get the fuck out of my way. Let's do the damn thing.
And Mr. Romeo, who doesn't speak English, is like, I can't even do his accent, but he was like, you know, you two shouldn't even be getting married at this point. You need to go ahead and get back in your car, your bicycle, or whatever you're going to do, and go back to wherever you came from, because this ain't, obviously this ain't happening. And my mouth dropped open, because I'm telling you, why, when you're around Romeo, he acts like he don't know a lick of English. He looks at Pelly to repeat it. And when he did that, I'm like, this MF.
That is crazy.
And when he realized he did it, he kind of like laughed, because I think he realized that he actually showed his true self. Because I'm telling you, when we were at dinner, I would say something to him, and he would look at Pelly. And Pelly would say to him, and I'm thinking, really? You know, you really know no English? Like, you know, because I'm thinking, you know, come on now. Because he'll look at Pelly like,
yeah. It was running like, the family, because my little brother, Needles, he doesn't
oh,
do
God,
thing.
Needles. But you know, but Needles, but, and let me tell you about Needles. We're bending off, but I got to tell you about Needles real quick. Needles ass speaks very good English, better than Pelly.
Perfect, better than me. Better than
right.
me.
Right, right. And Needles will look at you like he don't understand a damn thing you're saying. He goes, K?
Like, K?
Needles, blah, 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 K? And I'm like, really, Needles? K? Because he's just a dick like that. He likes to mess with people. And I'm thinking, okay, Romeo is just as bad. Romeo is actually worse, because Romeo, he'll basically look at Pelly to repeat it. And then when I find out, I said, why does he do? They said, I don't know. It's just what he's always done. When he was little, he always would look at Pelly, or he'll look at one of his other brothers or siblings or cousins to repeat it, even though he understands exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And can talk to you, but I'm telling you, I guess they must have like pinched the nerve, because when he did that, you should have saw the look on his face, like, okay, I just gave up. And bam, bam, just started busting up laughing. But at this point, it wasn't funny. It was just like, okay, I'll deal with you later, Romeo. Let's get back to this. But, yeah, so, wow, you know what? It's 11:38. We've only got 6 more minutes. We're not halfway through. We're not even halfway through of telling you guys everything
that
happened.
You didn't even do it for an hour? I thought you did it for an hour.
No, I did it. That's why I said when I rescheduled it, because it was at 10, and I rescheduled it for 11, and I rescheduled it actually to be, I was going to do 90 minutes. You said, no, do 30, because I told you it was going to be 90 minutes, because there was so much more that we haven't even told you guys about. So we may have to do another show tomorrow. What do you think?
I'm for it, too. Yeah, I'm down.
Because there's a lot that you guys are going to laugh about the Blue Man Crew and how this one didn't want to leave Vegas without seeing.
I told her, like, we are not leaving Vegas until I see the Blue Man's Crew, damn it.
Oh,
I was
my
not
God.
Leaving Vegas.
Oh, my God. I swear, this was like.
It's a must. It's a must. You have to go see the Blue Man's Crew, even if you have seen it before. That's just a tradition. You have to go see it. Now, me, I've never seen it. So it was like, I just wanted to see it. Because I seen these motherfuckers on YouTube, and I was like, wow, I want to be there. I want to see this shit live. But, yeah, I got my wish, though. I got my wish.
Yeah, we got to talk to you guys about that. And, oh, my God, about the room service. And there's just a lot we have to go over. I swear, I just wish. Because even doing an hour, if I had to even do an hour, it still wouldn't have. That's why I thought I was going to do 90 minutes.
Wouldn't
it still wouldn't have covered everything. Yeah, it wouldn't have covered everything. Because my sister was asking me, why are you going to tell us what happened? Sorry, Lulu. I know you don't really talk like that. But, yeah. But anyway, my daughter, before I go, one of my daughters has said that she knew better, that she knew that he wasn't leaving. So Nazarene wanted me to let everybody know that. And then my other daughter is speaking, my daughter Royalty is speaking things of nonsense in my box. So I'm not going to even go over what the hell she's saying. I'm just not going to, because it's just no. No. It's not worth it. So we're going to do another show hopefully tomorrow if I don't be lazy, because we're supposed to do this show. Were we supposed to do this show a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
Before I go, really big thanks to everybody who has been in our corner this past year, our biggest supporters. You guys are absolutely amazing. You're the reason why I log into Second Life, even though sometimes I log in, I just log back out because it's just too much to deal with it sometimes. But I really do appreciate everybody that is there for you and I, especially my children and my siblings. You guys are
love
absolutely
you.
Amazing.
Love you,
you know, my parents, my SL parents, God, I love you guys to death. My brothers, my sisters, my daughters, my couple of sons, cousins, nieces, nephews, you know, uncles, aunts, you know, all of you are just, you know, stepkids. All of you just amazing to us, my friends, you know, just love you all so much. You guys are just, you guys
real
are just
supportive.
Just,
you guys just
right.
been amazing.
You really have been. And it made me feel good that when we talked about, when we announced that we got married, that you guys were like, genuinely happy for us, and that meant, I'm almost thinking of cry, that meant so much to both of us, because you guys were so happy for us, and you were happy that we got married, and I can't tell you how much that means to he and I, to have, you know, have such wonderful, supportive friends. We got 3 more minutes, babe. Before I go, happy Res Day, baby.
Oh, thank you, boo-boo. You know, I've never celebrated a damn Res Day.
No, you haven't. And one day we're going to make this happen. One day we're going to actually have you
one
celebrate a Res Day. One day. We don't know when, but one day you're going to celebrate a Res Day. The funny part about all this is that his 2012 was his Res Day, and I said, you know, what do you want, you know, for your Res Day? He said, oh, the only thing I want to do is, you know, is be your husband before 2013. I'm like, oh, okay, we can do that. So we went to Vegas in Second Life.
Enthusiasm in her voice. Yeah, I guess.
Wow. Really? Is that how I sound?
I guess we could do that. No, baby.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. I probably do sound like that, though, because I'm like, yeah, whatever. But, yeah, that's what we did. We went to Vegas in Second Life and got married. 3 years ago. This is, wait,
yeah,
34, yeah, 3 years ago. So
it's
because the 28th was not our original date of getting married. That was the date that, because he divorced me and we got remarried because I wanted to have an actual wedding. So I guess he'll do that again to me in real life. He'll divorce me. Don't even play, boy. Don't even play. I told you this is for life, homie. I was not playing. Anyway, we will. I'm going to try to do another show tomorrow to, you know, to give you guys a little bit more of all the fun stuff that happened. Happy New Year to my kids, my mom, my dad, my brothers, sisters, my besties, Dee Dee and Dina, my godson Andrew. God, I mean, there's so many people I can name right now. I guess I'll name you guys tomorrow because we have so many. You know, happy birthday, Cherry. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy New Year's, Cherry, Shio, love you, sis. Doonan, thank you so much for the support. Allie, God, there's so many people right now that I want to, I'll probably try to go everybody's name tomorrow. Dix, Alora, Wanda, Jalen, God, I know we're going to run out of time. So I'll try to get everybody tomorrow. Again, thanks again for your support. Love you all. Wow. What can I say? I'm married now.
I'm married now. Love you. Happy
so
New
when you
Year.
See that, when you see
safe.
That name change, yeah, when you see that name change on Second Life to Esposito, you know, how am I saying it right, baby? Esposito.
Esposito. Yeah.
Esposito. Yeah, I'm saying it right. I better be saying it right. Shit, it's my name for life now. Anyway, everybody, love you so much. Thank you so much. Mwah, sugar kisses.
Esposito kisses.
Esposito kisses.
Bye.
You're so silly.